Part 3: Attention City Officials. Before I go any further, I think it's important to acknowledge there are many city employees that go to work, are doing their duties faithfully in the best interest of the citizens. You have my thanks and admiration. City Act. Purpose of Act. 3. 1. This Act recognizes that cities as local governments. 1. The purposes of this Act are the following. A. To provide the legal structure and framework within which cities must govern themselves and make the decisions that they consider appropriate and in the best interests of their residents. D. To ensure that, in achieving these objectives, cities are accountable to the people who elect them and are responsible for encouraging and enabling public participation in the governance process. 5. 1. Unless otherwise provided by any other provision of this or any other act, a city is required to act through its council. Jurisdiction to enact bylaws. 8. 1. A city has a general power to pass any bylaws for city purposes that it considers expedient in relation to the following matters respecting the city: the peace, order and good government of the city, b. the safety, health and welfare of people and the protection of people and property, d. nuisances, including property, activities or things that affect the amenity of a neighborhood. City manager, at the time, Jim Puffelt, no longer at Moose Jaw City Hall, was paid over $1 million plus $36,000 in car allowance, over his 5 years contract. If he wasn't dealing with derelict properties, how are citizens' lives better off? Chief Montgomery was appointed by Puffelt as a bylaw official, so the question is why Montgomery didn't issue an order to cut the grass and an order to cut down the trees that are destroying our fence. I asked Montgomery in September 2018 if he could get the trees cut down. His response shouldn't be a problem. Just like two requests for two fire inspection in July 2018 went nowhere. I asked Montgomery about the fire inspections, quote, he didn't know what his staff were saying. My notes 2018. The property owner included a letter in her appeal. I find this situation very frustrating. I hope going forward no further barriers are put in place, including arranging for yard maintenance. Mr. Montgomery emailed me June 30, 2020, that if I arranged for yard maintenance he would have no issue defending my position, and that he appreciated the work I have completed to date. Property Owner's Appeal Letter July 24, 2020. Glenn Batke, owner's contractor, cleared landscaping from the property, and told me he would complete this. This included removing or trimming any trees next to the neighbor. Owners July 24, 2020, appeal letter. As Fire Chief Rod Montgomery told City Council during its recent council meeting August 20, 2019, means a first-class firefighter now makes $99,252, up from $85,764, 15.25%. Rod Montgomery Fire Chief's salary $137,902.60 in 2018. Salary increase $67,382.20. A 48.9% increase in compensation over 1 year, 15.25% is $20,030.20. Chief Montgomery, you seem to have neglected to thank council for your salary increase, including back pay to $205,284.88, for 2019. This from an official that doesn't know what his staff was saying when asked for not one but two fire inspections or getting the trees cut down that are destroying our fence. Isn't he also out of scope? 5. Conflict of Interest, City of Moose Jaw. It is considered a breach of the Employee Code of Conduct for an employee to further, or seek to further, his or her private interests or those of his or her family, or seek to improperly further another person's private interests. I don't see where the clerk's solicitor is the private lawyer for a city manager or fire chief. Why do citizens have to go through all these hoops rather than honest and straightforward communication? Email to City Manager March 28, 2024. You told me this house hasn't been designated derelict yet, What bylaw or resolution supports that, and could I see the section that support the designation, please? Could I get the job description of City Solicitor, Dir. Of Legislative Services? No response to date. Email to City Solicitor Director of Legislative Services Andrew March 21, 2024. Could you possible provide me with the new or revised bylaw to replace bylaw 5484? Thank you in advance. Said, he wasn't answering any more questions. Shouldn't these officials answer inquiries from citizens? I think it's important to remind counsel, this lawyer is paid out by taxes paid by citizens, including us. Sounds like a conflict. Seems a person now need a lawyer. Shouldn't the city provide funding to citizens to level the playing field, so they can be represented by a lawyer? Seems wanting to sell your home so you can afford assisted living when the time comes isn't as important to some city officials raking in the cash. That's the sad reality of dealing with the city for 3 going on 4 decades to get a derelict property dealt with. Is there any wonder why I write editorials when communication is lost on city officials? Take care. Carter Curry. Integrity means being honest and having strong moral principles. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.